is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
We
we offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, no, no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good day, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. It's the MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie. We have three games for you today on scoresbroadcast.com, including Fort Loramie, the host school, in game one against Sycamore Mohawk. Later on today, airtime at about 4 o'clock or so for Rushi Antwerp, and then at 7 for Anna Arlington. Other contests here in the MLK Classic feature Dublin Jerome and St. Mary's in Game 2, Tri-Village and Marion Local in Game 3, and in Game 5 later on today at about 6 o'clock or so, it's Minster against Toledo Christian. Here in Game 1, it's Mitch Westernides, Fort Loramie Boys, 3-8 on the year, 2-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League, against Sycamore Mohawk, which is located up in Wyandotte County. Mohawk so far on the campaign, 7-5 on the season. Mohawk in its recent game on Friday night lost to Colonel Crawford, 38-27, beat Richmond last Wednesday, 68-28. Fort Loramie Boys, with three wins on the campaign, defeated Houston on January 9th, 45-39 in overtime. Fell to Anna this past Friday on the road at the Rockets Gym, 42-30. A game that the Fort Loramie Boys led at intermission. Obviously, it's a work in progress for Fort Loramie, a rebuilding season, no question about it. Already, though, Coach Westerheide has seen improvement, i.e., the game this past Friday at Anna. Three-point game into the third quarter. Fort Loramie was up at halftime. So signs of growth for the young Fort Loramie team.
Well, yeah, and they are very young, and not so much young in age as they are in experience. And that's going to come. They got Max Maurer, 6'2 junior. Definitely needs to be their leading scorer. He needs to get it to the rim today. And Alex Berger, 6'2 senior, really good shooter. He has to get his feet set, and he loves the corner, but if they can find him for a couple open threes today, that'll be helpful too.
Of course, Fort Loramie participates in the Shelby County Athletic League, Sycamore Mohawk in the Northern 10 Conference. As I mentioned, Sycamore is situated in Wyandotte County, and the county seat, Upper Sandusky, and Sycamore is parked right in between Upper Sandusky and Tiffin. Eighth year for head coach Paul Dunn, a 2007 Mohawk graduate. He played football and basketball at Heidelberg, and he lives in Tiffin with a family of five, including wife Celeste, the four children, all under the age of four.
Wow, no wonder he wanted to come out and do a game today.
We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in a few minutes. Fort Loramie, Sycamore Mohawk, game one of the MLK Classic here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Fort Loramie Redskins against Sycamore Mohawk. As I mentioned, the Redskins' opponent plays in the Northern 10 with the likes of Seneca East, Colonel Crawford, Winford, and Cary. Cary, the league leader, the team that beat Mohawk by 10 points a game. That was a two-point contest with two or three minutes to go. Late in that game, Mohawk had to foul. It wound up a double-digit difference. Shelby County Athletic League standings. Fort Loramie boys are situated fifth down the list, a 2-5 mark on the year, 3-8 overall. Rushi, by virtue of the thumping of Jackson Center on Friday, 7-0 in SCAL action, 12-0 overall. Botkins 5-1, 9-2 on the year. Ann and Jackson Center both 4-3 in the league. Anna 6-6. Jackson Center 7-6 on the season. Fort Loramie 5th. Houston and Fairlawn bring up the rear. A couple new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Rushi Inn. Hey, don't search for the best morning breakfast any longer. The aroma of fresh eggs a-cookin' and hot coffee a-percolatin' are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Yep, the Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work or on the road. And don't forget, from 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials and pizza and wings and more. The popular inn thing, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. And thanks to Myers Garage and Drive Through to get your car or truck running right and back on the road. Take the road to the intersection of Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive Through has an outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair. Plus towing available 24/7. Myers, second to none, serving Dart, Miami, and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. Also, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive Through too in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. It's Myers Garage and Drive Through, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Fort Loramie boys against Sycamore Mohawk coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires
requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster. SecurCon. Online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Fort Loramie on ScoresBroadcast.com. Yesterday, Derek Holding and I were at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland. The Fort Loramie girls were defeated by a final tally of 54-42 by the Sheridan Generals, a large D2 program, a team that went to the state championship a couple years ago. The contest was nip and tuck, 2 points, 4 points, until about the 3.5 minute mark. And Fort Loramie had a dry spell. Sheridan took the air out of the ball, shot free throws down the stretch, won by a dozen. A game that was much closer than the final score. Fort Loramie got very good contest from three girls. Jaden Rose, Avery Brandewee, Victoria Mesher combined for 31 points in that game. Brucey girls swing back into action on Monday against Botkins. Shelby County League girls standings, Fort Loramie atop them at 7-0, 13-2 overall. Anna 5-3, 7-6 on the year. Brucey 5-3, 6-7 on the season. Jackson Center 4-4, 8-6 on the campaign. Houston at 3-4, 5-8 on the season. Botkins 2-4 in the league, also 5-8 on the year, and Fairlawn is in last place. Keep abreast of the ScoresBroadcast.com website for our upcoming schedule throughout next week. We'll have three or four games for you here on ScoresBroadcast.com, maybe beginning as early as tomorrow night. Fort Loramie girls are here against Botkins. We've got the Fort Loramie boys and Sycamore Mohawk coming up in about 15 minutes. It's game one of today's six-game schedule, MLK Classic at Fort Loramie High School, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
It's our LaCalle Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCalle promotes student academic success here on Scores Broadcast. It's done so since our start 18 years ago. LaCalle is a Scores founding sponsor. We would not be here today without the backing of LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCalle once moved from L.A. to Shelby County, Ohio, way back in the early 1980s. Once in L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle Equipment. And before boys basketball games, we highlight a host school cheerleader who is outstanding on the court and in the classroom, too. Today, it's freshman cheerleader Riley Barhorse for Fort Loramie, daughter of Brad and Nikki. 3.8 GPA, active in Spanish Club, Honor Roll, Art, History Club, track, the 400, the 4x4. Will attend Rhodes Community College, will Riley Barhorst, and pursue a career in the medical field. Has a brother named Nicholas, a 2021 graduate of Fort Loramie, and a sister by the name of Lainey, who is a junior. Lindsay Gasson, a 2013 Fort Loramie graduate, is the cheerlead advisor at Fort Loramie High School. Fort Loramie boys take on Sycamore Mohawk. Both teams warming up here today, Chuck. A lot of red and black filing into the Fort Loramie gym. The Warriors of Mohawk to our left in red warm-up tops. Fort Loramie black from top to bottom. Could be an excellent game. Fort Loramie won last year here in this contest against Yellow Springs, a game we covered to tip off today here on scoresbroadcast.com. Under first-year head coach Mitch Westerheide, Redskins improving. I know it's been a high-low offense at times, Guard play has been key. Redskins need to get something from players on the inside.
Well, that's true, and I'm sure that that's what they work on all the time. But when you get into the game, now you try to run the stuff that is going to be effective against this opponent. Mitch has done a great job. You watch the kids. 30 years of coaching, you can tell when teams are coached, when they're trying to do the right things. It's right now kind of a lack of talent, but more a lack of experience. And I think they're going to turn it around. I mean, they're not winning the league this year, but I think they're going to become like at Anna the other night. They have the ability to play with anybody for a while.
Tentative starters for Fort Loramie: Aiden Burning, 6'2" freshman; Carter Eilerman, 6'3" junior; Carter Gaston, 6'1" junior. Also in the opening five, Alex Berger, Maxwell Maurer. There's a chance Eli Heitkamp may start. I mentioned six. We'll keep you abreast of the starting lineup here in about 6 or 7 minutes when introduced before the crowd. Sycamore Mohawk, as we noted, not a big team by any stretch. Does have a young man by the name of Connor Flood, a 6'6" junior in the middle. He plays post. This Sycamore team is now much less of a low post offense than it was at the start of the season. And guard play, again, very significant for this team, too. Young man by the name of Hunter Haynes shoots threes at 42%. It's a club loaded with juniors and 5'10", 5'11", and 6-foot guys on the outside who love to chuck up the threes. So,
yeah. And the thing, two of the things I noticed was they got four kids averaging in double figures, and a fifth one, the 6'6" Flood, averaging 8.2. So that's impressive. What's not impressive is 56% as a team from the free throw line. That could come into play today for them.
Yeah, both clubs need to improve shots at the stripe. So important, especially late in quarters when you stroll to the line for two free throws when the other team commits foul number five. About 7 minutes away from the introduction of our starters and the opening tip, it is Fort Loramie Sycamore Mohawk, game one of today's MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie High School on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams today, key building components indeed. Each team needs to shoot the three pretty well, make outside jump shots. The difference in the contest might be who develops some scoring on the inside among the Fort Loramie players and the Sycamore Mohawk as well. A few hoops around the basket might determine the outcome. Both teams will thrive on outside jumpers, no doubt. Key building components for Sycamore Mohawk and Fort Loramie here this afternoon. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Say, don't forget, one of our new underwriting sponsors is Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. We're also on the air today thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors. They are with us each and every Fort Loramie contest here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. If you need the right solution for true comfort, call on Mike Holdhouse and Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie. His superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. It's the MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie. Redskins take on the Sycamore Mohawk Warriors. Opening tip upcoming in about 3 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie. Opening contest, MLK Classic here in 2024. Mitch Westerheide's Redskins take on Sycamore Mohawk. As we noted several minutes ago, Paul Dunn is the head man at Mohawk. He started coaching for the Warriors in 2016-17. A good run over the last 8 years. 2 trips to the regionals, a league title, and 5 sectional championships. Fort Loramie opening 5 being introduced.
A 6'2" senior, number 11, Alex Berger.
Alex Berger starts at a wing, 6'2" senior. He has been a pretty good 3-point shooter so far this year for Fort Loramie. Max Maurer also in the opening 5, 6'2" junior. He too shoots it from downtown. He'll take it to the cup. He's got good speed on the dribble. Quick burst to the basket. Freshman Eli Heitkamp in the opening 5, 5'10", ninth grader. Spencer Knopf also starts, 6'3" junior. And Aiden Burning on the perimeter wears 43, 6'2", freshman. That's the opening 5 for Fort Loramie. For Sycamore Mohawk, opening 5, Ben Bogner out front, 5'10". He'll help run the point. Boomer Cleveland at guard. He's a 6-footer and a junior. Also at the perimeter position, Hunter Haynes, 6-foot junior guard, too, 42% 3-point shooter. Braden Chester, 6 feet tall, plays a wing. He's a senior. Lone senior starter, by the way. Junior Connor Flood in the middle, 6-foot, 6-inch junior. Both teams wearing red and black. Of course, Fort Loramie in the home white as Sycamore Mohawk gets off to a good start. A long three by Hunter Haynes, as I mentioned, better than 40% behind the arc, knocks it down to open the scoring.
Well, they did a nice job. They threw the ball into the 6'6 kid. He threw it back out to Haynes. Nobody on him. Buried the three.
Mohawk wears black from top to bottom, red and white trim. Fort Loramie, white from top to bottom, red and black trim. 3-0 in favor of Sycamore. Boy, we talked about 3-point shooting being a key several minutes ago, and right away, Mohawk drains one from long distance. Fort Loramie, ball handling in the half court to our left. Tapped out of bounds by Mohawk. We played 45 seconds, 3-0. Visitors in the lead. Fort Loramie, the host school for the MLK Classic here at the Fort Loramie High School Gymnasium. Here is Heitkamp on the arc in the middle to Carter Eilerman. Flipped into the right corner to Alex Berger. Oh, he pours it through. A three. Berger and Haynes match threes here in the opening moment of this game. There will be a lot of triples tossed up there here. This one coming right back is Sycamore Mohawk with a triple try from distance. Haynes again about the same spot from which he made the first one. This one offline and Fort Loramie snares the board. Redskins attack to our left. Fort Loramie moving from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you imagine things here at Fort Loramie High School. Berger, far right wing. Defense being applied here by Sycamore Mohawk. Appears to be somewhat of a zone.
Yeah, it's a 2-3 zone, but they come out and put pressure on the ball.
Eilerman foul line, handoff to Heitkamp, drives baseline left, in among the trees. Flood at 6-6, gets a piece of the ball on the shot. Rebound down to Sycamore Mohawk. Good defense at midcourt by Heitkamp and Burning, who fell back hurriedly and caused a travel by Mohawk. Game tied at 3, 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Maxwell Maurer to midcourt for Fort Loramie, picked up tightly on the play by Boomer Cleveland. Deep right corner, it is Burning having trouble, staggers in the baseline, double teamed, and walked with the ball.
Well, after that play, they came out. Mohawk came in a half-court trap, and they recognized they couldn't get the second guard up there. Had a big turnover.
5:40 left, opening quarter, 3-3 tie. Haynes on the arc for Mohawk. He's taken two shots, made one. Haynes hangs on, lobs into Flood. Back to Haynes, baseline right. Dishes to Flood in the lane. Thrown to the three-point shooter. Yes! Line drive shot. Bullseye, Chester. Six-footer, senior. Nails it from distance. Three threes made in this game. Two by Mohawk, which leads 6-3. Here is Burning up the floor for Fort Loramie. He's at the timeline, pestered by two Mohawk players, and it's stolen. A run out the other way by Cleveland. Got it for two. 8-3, Mohawk in the lead. 3 minutes gone, opening quarter. Berger midcourt for Fort Loramie. Some tenacious backcourt pressure applied by Mohawk. Fort Loramie breaks it, gets it to Carter Eilerman in the post. Turns, Flood gets a fingertip on the shot. Ball's loose, comes down to Haynes of Mohawk. Three-point shooter again, it's Cleveland. Front rim, back rim, no. Rebound down to Eilerman. Backcourt to Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. 8-3 Mohawk, 4.5 to go first quarter. Heitkamp 25 feet away on the left to Maurer. Looks into Spencer Knopf in the post. Can't find him. Outside the arc on the left, handled by Burning. Maurer straight away. Here's Knopf below the foul line. Pivots, doesn't shoot. Good ball movement. Left corner, three try. Berger hit the flange. Ricocheted away. Rebound Mohawk. Three on three in the forecourt. Come the Warriors. Baseline drive against Maxwell Maurer. Thrown straight away to the three-point shooter, Chester. Yes! 11-3 Mohawk. Timeout Fort Loramie. 4 minutes gone, opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to terrific underwriting sponsors, including Cutaway Styling Salon, new a couple years ago here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to the folks at Cutaway, the owner and three stylists. We appreciate your participation on Scores Broadcast. Deb Gubo, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. We will style your hair, make it shine right here at Cutaway. 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, doing business for over 40 years. Handicapped, accessible, open Monday through Saturday. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's the family salon, mom, dad, the adult children, the young kids too. They all come out styling at Cutaway, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, Cutaway Styling Salon. Turnover Fort Loramie after the timeout. Sycamore Mohawk runs the floor. Chester darts into the lane. Shot hits the heel of the rim. Rebound Heitkamp, Fort Loramie, who falls and is guilty of traveling.
Good rebound that time by Heitkamp in the trees, but he couldn't keep his balance.
Baseline left. Mohawk throws in on the arc. Handled there by Boomer Cleveland. And Fort Loramie puts the sandwich on the ball handler. Creates a jump. Arrow says Redskins possession. 3:14 left, opening period. Mohawk 11, Fort Loramie 3. Throwing the ball inbounds at the far end of the court against pressure is Berger to Maurer to Heitkamp. In backcourt, it's Maurer, pressure applied, midcourt, Redskins get it across. Here's the sandwich, far side of the court, and then on the play, Carter Eilerman, swiped on the play by Mohawk. Long lead pass down the court to the driver, Kane Heyman, 6-foot guard in off the bench, shot swatted out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Redskins with a change in the game, Noah Manier, 6'4", senior. 2:50 left, opening period, 8-point lead Mohawk. Dribble drive down the left lane line. Goes Chester for Mohawk, and he coughed up the ball. Redskins have got it. Maurer sprints ahead. Now to Berger, who swings it on top. Outside the arc on the left, it's handled by Carter Gasson. Gasson gave it up, got it back. Deep left corner, thrown to Berger. Heitkamp fakes right, goes left. Foul line extended left. He's double-teamed, dropped the ball, picked it up. Redskins reset. Here's Maurer, 25 feet away. High right to Burning. 2:14 left, opening period. Left wing, Heitkamp. Zone defense continued here by Mohawk. Redskins having trouble solving it. Heitkamp goes left baseline, and hooking him from behind is Chester, who tags the ball out of bounds. 2:03 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie stuck at three. Had a triple to go down right away in the first couple possessions. Scoreless since. Mohawk 11, Fort Loramie 3. Nearing the 1:50 mark, late first quarter. Redskins at midcourt. Maurer signals. Barks out instructions. Right flank to Heitkamp. Maurer rotates it near side on the play. To Carter Gasson. Gasson drives, baseline left, 7 feet to the rim, doesn't shoot. Far right corner, Heitkamp wants to go baseline in a little hot water. Couple of black shirts on him, tie-up results. Arrow favors Mohawk.
That's 7 turnovers now for the Redskins here in the first quarter.
Probably haven't had too many more possessions than 7.
I think they've maybe got 2 or 3 shots and 7 turnovers.
1:25 and counting, first quarter, 11-3, Sycamore Mohawk. Head of the circle, it's Boomer Cleveland. Gave it up, got it back. Threw it right corner to the three-point shooter, Haynes. Shy of the mark. Loose ball rebound, far side of the floor. Garnered on the play by Bogner. Down inside to Flood. Short shot right in front, off to the left. Rebound Fort Loramie. Outlet to Maurer. Here's Maurer scooting down the floor hard. Tries to make a backhanded layup. He's slapped on the arm, and he's awarded 2 free ones. 61 seconds to go, first quarter, Chuck.
Well, he made them play defense that time. They've been just going side to side until they get to trap. Nice job of Max to get to just go to the rim, make them foul you.
At the stripe, Maxwell Maurer for Fort Loramie. Eyes the goal. Swish. 11-4. In favor of Mohawk. Heitkamp out for Fort Loramie. Burning back on the floor. Aiden Burning. Carter Gasson. Berger. Maurer. Foul shot good. Fifth starter is Noah Manier. We noted him coming in just a moment ago. 2 free throws by Maurer, 11-5 in favor of Mohawk, which shoots the 3, left point, behind the arc, good! Bombs away, Boomer Cleveland, Potts one more. Swisheroo from distance, 14-5 Mohawk. We talked about three-pointers in the pregame, and I'm telling you what, they've nailed four here at the outset. Half minute left, opening stanza. Outside the arc on the left, it's Carter Gasson. Gave it up to Maurer between the circles. Fort Loramie down 9. 19 seconds to go in the first. Maurer hits a player in the post. Oh, nice little maneuver from 7 feet. Shot by Meniere on the rim. Oh, it danced off. Nearly went down. Mohawk got the rebound. 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. On the arc, shot fake. It's Chester. Pulls up, foul line extended right. 15-footer short, rebound Mohawk, buzzer sounds, ending the first quarter of play. Sycamore Mohawk 14, Fort Loramie 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com last spring, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it's priceless. You see, the production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Turnover Fort Loramie down to our left in the corner of the floor in front of the Mohawk bench to kick off play here in the second period. 14-5, Mohawk in the lead over the Redskins. Foul line extended right. It is Chester for Mohawk. Right corner, gives it up on the play to the driver. It is Kane Heyman. Shot partially blocked. Rebound stuck up and in by Connor Flood. And he's fouled over the shoulder from behind. Good board work by Flood. Got the 2 points. 6 foot, 6 inch junior. Puts Mohawk in the lead, 16-5. And he's at the stripe.
They don't really run their offense through him, so that's good that he goes and gets these points by rebounding and being effective there.
And he pours in the free throw, 17-5 Mohawk. We got 8 men in backcourt. Fort Loramie is under duress. Mohawk gets a fist on the ball, drives it into the Redskins bench, out of bounds. Fort Loramie challenged to get it in and up the floor into operating position. In backcourt on the bounce is Carter Gasson. A lot of body contact, foul against Mohawk. Gasson knocked off his wheels. Fort Loramie still trying to inbound it and get it to the timeline. Burning to Gasson in backcourt. Gasson is stopped. Gets it near side to Maurer. Fires timeline. Berger's got it. Redskins are up and across. A minute gone in the second. Mohawk 17, Fort Loramie 5.
Good adjustment by Coach Westerheide by putting Berger in the middle now, because he has the ability to turn and take the basketball.
Burning in the left corner. Gives it up straight away to Gasson. Gasson barrels down the right side of the lane. Shot no good. Tipped up in the air by Meniere. Short of the mark. Mohawk gets a rebound below the basket and a timeout as well. 17-5 Mohawk. A minute 12 gone in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work.
Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Before our broadcast here today, we touted Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. One of our fine new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's Sycamore Mohawk after the timeout, which salvaged a possession. The Warriors bring it into the half court. A drive along the right lane line by Bogner. He's tripped on the play by Berger of Fort Loramie. It's been raining threes for Mohawk. How many, Chuck? Four? Five?
They've got four in the first quarter.
Inbounded by Mohawk. Again, another foul against Fort Loramie. Four threes by Mohawk in the initial 8 minutes. Those were our Wisebridge plays of the opening quarter of this game. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Mohawk turns it over. Fort Loramie enters the forecourt. And here's a nice spinning jump shot from 16 by Aiden Burning. Not much arch, but he swished it. And at 17-7, Mohawk hustles back down the floor, tries a runner. Foul line extended left by Cleveland. No good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. 10-point lead, Mohawk. 5:46 to go in the second quarter. Out on the arc on the play is Maxwell Maurer for Fort Loramie. Handoff behind him to teammate Carter Gasson, and it's tipped out of bounds by Mohawk. Fort Loramie throws into backcourt, handled by Burning. Burning at the timeline. Left wing pass to Heitkamp. Eli, the 5'10 freshman, gives it up to Burning. Ball zipped to Maurer. Down low on the right to Spencer Knopf. Maneuvers, lays it up a little shy of the mark. Knopf working hard, got the rebound. He's flattened to the floor, fouled in the act of trying to get two in the hoop. And he earns a couple of free throws with Fort Loramie down by 10, 5:20 left, second period.
Boy, that was a really nice effort by the 6'3 junior. He just battled in there.
Foul shot by Knopf is in and out, no good. 17-7 lead, Sycamore Mohawk, 5:20 to go till halftime. Second foul shot, Knopf in the air. Short of the mark, no good. Rebound is batted out to Heitkamp. Fort Loramie controls. Right corner, Gasson to Burning. Heitkamp 25 feet away. Left flank, it is Maxwell Maurer. Zoning is Sycamore Mohawk. And it has been a challenge for Fort Loramie to solve it so far here in a quarter and a half. Maurer backs down 17 feet away, gives it up, gets it back. High left, it goes on the play to Gasson. Deep left corner, three in the air, off the fingertips of Burning. Strong, weak side rebound, ball pushed out of bounds, and it's Mohawk committing the personal foul. Fort Loramie retains it. Baseline right of the rim. Ball lobbed in to Burning. Hand off to Knopf. Spencer behind the arc on the left. Deals to Burning across the top of the key. Maurer sets it up 25 feet away. He's picked up on the play by Hunter Haynes of Sycamore Mohawk. Now it's Gasson being checked by Kane Heyman, 6 foot guard in off the bench for the Warriors. Fort Loramie pitch and catch on the arc outside the 3-point line to the left. It's Maurer. Heitkamp to Maurer, still 25 feet away. Tosses it right side to Burning. Burning wants to drive. Ball knocked away. Got it back. Burning to the rim. It's on the iron short. Knopf rebounding hard. One stick back. Another foul on the play against Mohawk. Knopf to the line again. You talk about aggression on the offensive board. He gets A+, does Knopf for Fort Loramie for his work around the rim. But again, he is short on the free throw. 6'3 junior Spencer Knopf. Getting a respite is Haynes for Mohawk. Good 3-point shooting guard. Spencer missed both foul shots. One short, one strong. Rebound down to Mohawk into the forecourt to the right. 10-point lead for the visitors. Game one of the MLK Classic here in 2024 at Fort Loramie High School. Five more to follow. Maneuvering in the lane is Heyman. Heyman gets it out of there before being called for 3 seconds in the paint. Boomer Cleveland's got it near the Fort Loramie logo, center circle. High screen set by the 6'6 Flood. Starting to drive is Cleveland. Ball pitched right flank to Heyman. Heyman, foul line. Thought about driving against Fort Loramie's Gasson, didn't do it. Stifling defense here by the homestanding Redskins. Caleb Bish, 5'11 junior guard on the floor, handles head of the key for Mohawk. Down the left side, flips it to Bogner. 3:01 left in quarter number two, 17-7 Mohawk. It's been a foul-prone period. 8 personals in all. Mohawk taking a lot of air at it, a lot of air out of the ball at the moment. Milking the clock, running motion, 25 feet away. Here's Bogner. Here's Bish. Near center circle to Boomer Cleveland, who fakes right, goes left against Eichkamp. Left corner, 3-point shooter, thought about taking it, didn't. Dribble drive to Cleveland through the paint instead. Shot blocked. Loose ball, picked up by Cleveland. Fallaway 10-footer, got it. Mohawk working long and hard for those 2 points.
They did, because I tell you, that was great man-to-man defense, and Cleveland just found a little spot there in the seam.
19-7 Warriors who steal in backcourt. Fort Loramie swipes it again. They trade lost balls. Redskins into the forecourt to her left. Momentarily at a 3-on-2. The Sycamore gets back. Ball knocked away by Mohawk. Loose on the deck. Fort Loramie recovers and gets a timeout. 1:54 to go, second quarter. 19-7 Sycamore Mohawk over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro, and at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West First. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Under 2 minutes left till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Game one of 6 here today. MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. We've got 3 broadcasts for you. This one, 2 more at 4 and at 7 on the air for 4:30 and 7:30. Tips, Antwerp and Rushi in game 4 on this MLK day. Or I should say weekend. And then Anna Arlington, a 7:30 tip to finish off the day's activities. Fort Loramie attacking. Here's a cross-court throw, baseline right. An attempted drive by the Redskins. Ball ripped away by Mohawk, which comes down the floor with 1:18 left here in the second period. Mohawk leads at 19-7. Flood catches, baseline right. Throws the ball across the bottom of the key to Bish. And Fort Loramie stabs it out of bounds. Mohawk inbounding, and before the Warriors do, timeout called. 12-point lead Mohawk, 72 seconds to go second quarter, and apparently Coach Dunn of Mohawk rescinded the timeout. He wanted to take it, didn't. The officials granted his request, and we play on. Dribble drive into the lane by Bish of Mohawk. Pitch is back outside on the arc to Boomer Cleveland. And Sycamore Mohawk resets the attack. Cleveland 25 feet away. Looks at the clock, 53 seconds to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie being thwarted on offense here today. Stymied only 7 points by the Mohawk zone. Coming off a screen, head of the key is Boomer Cleveland. Arches up a triple, short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Just over a half minute to play, second period. Mohawk on top, 19-7. 30 feet out for Fort Loramie. It's Aiden Burning. Goes cross court to Heitkamp. Ball thrown to Carter Eilerman in the lane. Drops the ball down to his knees. Mohawk gets a mitt on it. Tries to rip it away. Hacking foul called. Mohawk over the limit. In excess of 5 fouls. Fort Loramie gets 2 here. 19-7 lead, Mohawk, 22.5 to go in the second period. And the free throw is pumped up and made by Carter Eilerman. 19-8 in favor of Mohawk. Free throw number 2 by Carter on the way. Hit the back iron. Redskins not sharp at the stripe. Under 20 to go, second quarter. Mohawk snatched the rebound. Warriors will play 4-1, leading by 11. 11 seconds to go, second period. Dribbling, skipping into the lane area goes Boomer Cleveland. Passes foul line to a teammate. Jump shot by Heyman off the ring. Backboard no good. Rebound splashed out of bounds by Fort Loramie with .8 remaining in the second period. Noah Manier back on the floor for defensive purposes for Fort Loramie. Under a second to go, ball thrown on the arc to the long-range shooter, Bish, deflected by Fort Loramie as the second quarter closes. Sycamore Mohawk 19, Fort Loramie 8. Score resembling a gridiron halftime count, 19-8. Not a basketball score. 11-point lead Mohawk over Fort Loramie. Game 1, MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie High School on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Mohawk 19, Fort Loramie 8 at halftime, a 5-3 second quarter, one defensive play after another. outstanding Wisebridge defensive plays of the second period. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Our halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com being brought to you by Schnippel Construction and Bodkins, building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry, and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. J&J Brodigham is your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Chuck?
Well, the stats are kind of as even and boring as this game has been so far. Just no offense by either team. Loramie has a 12-11 rebounding advantage and actually 6-4 on the offensive boards. Four of those were on one possession, though, and I don't think they scored. 9 turnovers for the Redskins, 4 for the Mohawk, Sycamore Mohawk, 1-1 from the free throw line, and Loramie 3-8. That didn't help them either. 7 points for Boomer Cleveland, my new favorite name. Braden Chester had 6. Hunter Haynes had 3. And Connor Flood, the 6'6 junior, had 3. They scored 14-5 for 19 in the first half. Loramie 3 from Berger on the first 3 of the game. They got 2 from Max Maurer, both in the free throw line. 1 from Carter Eilerman. 2 from Aiden Burning on a jumper in the second quarter. They scored 5-3. Trail at 19-8 at the half.
11-point lead, Sycamore Mohawk at intermission. Game 1 of 6, MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie today. Redskins behind by double digits after 2 quarters here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059.
5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Halftime. Minutes from the start of our third quarter. Sycamore Mohawk 19, Fort Loramie 8. It's the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Redskins experience the youth movement here, Chuck. Three freshmen saw minutes of playing time in that first half.
And at the end of the quarter, all three of them were out there at the same time. And why not? You need to just get them more time.
And those three about whom we speak are Eli Heitkamp, Aiden Burning, and Ian Grillo. We start the third quarter of this game. Sycamore Mohawk possession moving to our left. Flood, high post left, gives it to the three-point shooter, Cleveland on the arc. And he buries it. A triple by Cleveland. Mohawk starts the second half like it began the first with a made three. 22-8. Mohawk with 14. Half minute gone. Second half. Fort Loramie, forecourt to our right. With the ball in the right corner, it is handled on the play by Aiden Burning, freshman. Outside the arc to Maxwell Maurer. Straightaway Heitkamp, a freshman. Back to Maurer, a junior. Heitkamp, foul line extended left. He is being pinched on the play by Bogner. Heitkamp gave it up, got it back, baseline drive. And he lost the dribble momentarily. Mohawk tied him up. Redskins will retain it. 52 seconds gone, third quarter. 22-8, Mohawk in the lead. Heitkamp is out for Fort Loramie. Carter Gasson back in. Gasson started the game. Ball lobbed into the lane to Berger. Berger goes up in the air to one hand the reception. Can't do it. Perhaps he was undercut on the play by a Mohawk player. Loose ball went to Sycamore Mohawk, which shoots a three deep from the right corner. Airborne by Braden Chester. It's circled in and out. No good. Maxwell Maurer on the rebound for Fort Loramie. Pulls up, foul line extended right, and it's in and out. Spun around two or three times. No good. Quick trigger, three-pointer, Mohawk, good! Hunter Haynes, best three-point shooter on the team, 42% on the year, drills one from 25 feet.
There's about 5 feet behind the arc.
Mohawk in the lead, 25-8. Here is Fort Loramie in backcourt with the ball. Dribbling on the play, Burning. Ball's on the deck. He gets to it. Mohawk jumps on him. It's a jump. Timeout, Fort Loramie. Down 17, 6:21 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. After the Redskins' timeout, Mohawk gets a steal, drive to the other end, shot short, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Maxwell Maurer over the timeline and throws it behind Carter Eilerman. Barker Insurance has been one of the very best agencies in our region for many years. Barker's been in existence over 50. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Call Barker to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Kane Heyman just buried a long trifecta for Sycamore Mohawk to put the Warriors in the lead by 20, 28-8. Redskins have just turned it over. Mohawk back on the attack. 5:24 to go here in the third quarter.
Haynes keeps stepping back a little farther every time he shoots it. He's still burying them.
As we noted here in our pregame today, a bevy of three-point shooters for this Sycamore Mohawk team. Here's another one, Boomer Cleveland. He tries it. Short, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Heitkamp up and over the timeline. Gives it up behind the arc on the left to teammate Aiden Burning. Heitkamp between the circles. Now Gasson, who looks inside for Eilerman. Heitkamp, shot fake, goes to one knee, gets up. Hands back on the play to Gasson. Foul line extended right. It's Eilerman who turns, loops up a shot, deflected, taken away by Mohawk. Here is Chester, bearing down into the forecourt. Gives it up left wing to another three-point shooter. Boomer Cleveland bombs away. Kaboom, he hits it.
Yeah, they're up to eight threes made in the game now.
31-8, Sycamore Mohawk. Fort Loramie coughs it up at midcourt. Here come the Warriors into the half court. Ball thrown outside the arc on the right to Flood. Flood, foul line extended right. Gives it up high left to Chester. Into Flood. Left corner. Straight away handled by Cleveland. Behind the arc is Chester. 31-8 Mohawk. Halfway through the third quarter. Retreating to the timeline is Cleveland. Ball swung straight away to Hunter Haynes. Dribble drive down the right lane line. He juggled the ball, lost it. Fort Loramie took it away. Quickly, forecourt right. It's Carter Gasson who takes steps.
He's getting ready to shoot the ball, try to get his feet set, and he took about three steps getting ready.
3:45 to go here in the third quarter. Sycamore Mohawk 31 and Fort Loramie 8. Thanks so much to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. These three with us each and every Fort Loramie game broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Mohawk lobs down inside to Flood.
They go high, low. He catches below the backboard, reaches up and sticks it in. 33-8 Mohawk. 3:20 left, third quarter. Here is Fort Laramie, forecourt to a right. Redskins' Ian Grillo handles the ball right in front of the Fort Laramie bench. Nearly tied up. Redskins get a timeout. Down to 25 with 3:21 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, West Michigan Avenue. Big blowout sale going on now. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney's family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffney's for over 80 years. Goffney Furniture, GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney. Mohawk with a steal at midcourt, a driving layup by the Warriors, hit the top of the backboard, Chuck, and went in.
I think it banked off the clock up there and went in. It was still a heck of a shot.
Redskins counter, Ian Grillo, a freshman on the inside, low post right in traffic, number of black jerseys around him, muscles up a two-pointer and scores. He's fouled on the backside. He gets a shot at the stripe. Old-fashioned three-point play opportunity with Mohawk in the lead, 35-10. 13 big points in this game for Boomer Cleveland for Mohawk. Foul shot by Grillo. Good. He hits it. 35-11. Three-point play by the freshman, Grillo. Heitkamp for the Redskins. Hustling in backcourt. Knocks the ball out of bounds. Mohawk will bring it down. Braden Chester inbounds, looking for help. 94 feet away. Handled on the play by Hunter Haynes. Haynes against Grillo. 2:45 to go, third quarter. 35-11 Mohawk. On the arc, it's Cleveland. Cleveland straight away to Chester. Chester picked up by Meneer. Dribble drive, Chester down the right lane line. Reach in foul against Fort Laramie. It is not in the act of shooting. Baseline right. It'll be inbounded on the play by Mohawk, which leads 35-11. 2.5 to go here in the third. Chester handles on the arc. Cross-court pass to Haynes. He tries to loft in another triple. Short. Rebound Fort Laramie. Heitkamp ahead to Maxwell Maurer. Wrap-around pass. Down inside to Grillo. He tried to deal to a teammate. Other side of the paint. Mohawk stole it. Chester, forecourt right. Zips it cross-court on the play to the three-point gunner, Cleveland. Missed it strong. Weak side rebound by Bish. Bish on the arc to Chester for Mohawk. A minute 56 left in the third. 35-11. Mohawk leads Fort Laramie. High right, it's Haynes. Dribbling high into the lane area is Cleveland, and he lost it away to Fort Laramie. Maurer down the floor to Heitkamp, back to Maxwell Maurer. Right wing on the play to the Redskins' Alex Berger. Grillo, baseline right, pass intercepted. Mohawks got it in backcourt, up to 24. Final minute, 23rd period. On the arc, setting, shooting, it's Chester. A little crooked off to the right. Good rebound on the inside, but Kane Heyman. Heyman straight away to the gunner. Haynes, three try, hit the back brace. Off the heel, rebound to Maurer. Maurer storms ahead to Heitkamp. Fakes right, goes left, bounce pass below the basket to a teammate. And deflecting out of bounds is Mohawk. 61 seconds left in quarter number three. 35-11, Mohawk in front. Ben Bogner back on the floor for Mohawk. Also in for Fort Laramie is Aiden Burning. Maxwell Maurer gets a respite. Redskins inbound, into the paint to Meniere, goes opposite, left corner Berger, he hits the heel, long rebound top of the circle, Fort Loramie player went down, foul line extended right. And shaken up for the Redskins,
looks like Meniere
with an apparent knee injury, is 6'4 senior Noah Meniere. Mm. 54 seconds to go, third quarter, Sycamore Mohawk 35, Fort Loramie 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
The inexperienced Redskins cannot afford injuries. Yeah, no, he looked like he went down with that knee. Hopefully it's just a twinge. Noah Meniere hurt on the last sequence. He's on the bench for Fort Loramie. Redskins inbound. Tripped on the play is Gasson. 44.9 to go. Third quarter, 35-11 in favor of Mohawk over Fort Loramie. Ball thrown into backcourt to Heitkamp of the Redskins. Heitkamp veers right. Goes right corner to Berger. Outside the arc on the left, it's burning. Back to Heitkamp. Zone defense most all day by Mohawk Sycamore. It has stifled the Redskins' offensive attack, symbolized right here by a pass behind a teammate. Out of bounds in the corner, Mohawk gets it back.
That's 11 turnovers for the Redskins in the third quarter.
Oh, boy. Double digits?
20 for the game.
35-11 Mohawk, which plays for one here at the end of the third. 13 ticks to go. Mohawk lobs it up ahead on the play to Haynes. Deep left corner, Bish. Ball thrown to Haynes in the lane. Lost it. 3 seconds left. Fort Loramie storms the other way. Driving to the rim. Banking it in. Spencer Knopf beats the buzzer with a two-pointer. After three, Mohawk 35, Fort Loramie 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware Store, 112 East Pike and Jackson Center. Take advantage of price cuts, 11% off on everything. Century hand tools available, big savings. Made in America, warranties included. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 1/2 the cost of what the big box stores charge. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, we make buying hardware easy. Fourth quarter, Sycamore Mohawk with 2 quick hoops to start the final 8 minutes. The last goal laid in on the play by Braden Chester, and the lead expands to 39-13.
And they ran a play on the out of the timeout or out of the quarter to Haynes for an easy layup on the first play.
1 minute gone in the fourth. 26-point lead for Mohawk. Tie up at the timeline. Arrow favors Fort Loramie, which will throw in far side of the court. Mohawk entered this game with a mark of 7-5 on the year. Played to carry its league leader, Mighty Tough, a few weeks ago. Trailed by a couple possessions. Inside of 3 minutes, had to foul to make up the difference. Couldn't get it done. Mohawk coming off a loss and a win in the last several days in advance of this MLK appearance here today. After a deflection out of bounds by Mohawk, Fort Loramie inbounds. Redskins have it outside the arc on the left. It's Heitkamp. Here's a deep left corner fadeaway three by Berger. Around and out, no good. Heitkamp in among the trees. Wow, several black shirts. Heitkamp split them, got the rebound, and he was crumbled under the pressure of a defender in the act of shooting, and he gets two.
I'll tell you what, he is an aggressive kid, just a freshman. He put about 20 pounds on him between now and his sophomore year.
Eli Heitkamp shoots the free throw, lotter rim. It stays up there long enough to go in. 39-14 in favor of Sycamore Mohawk. Second shot here by Heitkamp. It's up in the air. It rattles. Good. 39-15 Mohawk on top. 6:28 and counting to go here in the fourth. Mohawk loses the ball left side of the floor. Saved inbounds by Bogner. Rolls into backcourt. Tracked down on the play by the Warriors' Boomer Cleveland, who steers up ahead over the timeline. Guarded by Berger of Fort Loramie. Now to Kane Heyman. Far left side of the court to Ben Bogner. Straightaway Cleveland. Left baseline Heyman. Little runner from 10. Skipped off the rim. No. Rebounded by Berger of Fort Loramie. Down to Maxwell Maurer. Might have gotten away with a walk. Gets to the rack. Yes! He's got it. And a foul against Mohawk. Good spurt to the rim by Max.
That's his first 2 points of the game. He had two free throws. That's his first basket.
I thought it was his first FG of the afternoon. Field goal Maxwell Maurer, who sprinted the floor beautifully. Got a favorable bounce off the ring. In it went. Three-point play chance. He hits it. 39-18 in favor of Mohawk. 5:47 to go in the fourth. Boomer Cleveland over the timeline for the visitors. Picked up by Heitkamp. Cleveland foul line extended left. Beach resistance. Ball swung on top to Jester. Shot fake. Jester down the lane. Dishes baseline right to a cutter. It's looped in by Haynes. Well done. Set up by Jester. Timeout Mohawk. 5:27 to go in the fourth. 41-18 Fort Loramie trails on scorersbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Hey, when Gus Geyer established Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers since have done business the very same way. See the new Chrysler's Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. So unfortunate for the Fort Loramie boys team, a couple of players shaken up today.
Meniere, a knee. Maxwell Maurer, an ankle just in the last minute.
Yeah, they took Maxwell straight into the locker room.
3 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Mohawk lobs down inside to Flood. He catches with the left hand. Laterals it to his right, goes up and scores over the iron to make it 43-18. Mohawk in the lead. Eichkamp headed the key for the Redskins. Foul line, it's dealt on the play to Ty Kemper, 6'3 junior. Foul line extended right, fadeaway shot by Gasson, short. Beneath the rim, it's Grillo, the freshman, who's got the rebound. Pass to the top of the circle, picked off by Sycamore Mohawk, which comes the other way. Into the half court, it's Boomer Cleveland, who goes baseline right. Dish to Flood in the paint area. He's pounded on the arm, and he's awarded two. 4:17 left here in the fourth. Coming up later this afternoon, airtime at about 4 o'clock before the Rushi Antwerp game. Both clubs undefeated. Then airtime later at about 7 for the sixth and final game of the MLK Classic here on scoresbroadcast.com, pitting Anna and Arlington. First free throw by Flood. Did it go in, Chuck?
No, missed it hard.
Off the back brace, second shot by Flood. Wide right, caromed off the iron and the backboard into the hands of Berger of Fort Loramie. 43-18 Mohawk. Heitkamp, Berger, Heitkamp straight away. It continues to be a zone defense by Mohawk. They performed it all afternoon. Fort Loramie has been stifled by it.
Yeah, at the half court, I mean, they pushed it out in trap. They pushed it full court a couple of times, but they've played nothing but 2-3 half court. Loramie has not solved it.
Gasson, far right wing for the Redskins, gives it up to Ty Kemper. Foul line extended left. Heitkamp, Berger out of the left corner. Deep three. Swish by Berger of the Redskins. 43-21, Mohawk in the lead. Berger got a corner trifecta to go. It was right on the button. Mohawk, forecourt left. It's Cleveland. Cleveland swings it on top to Chester. Then Bogner's got it. Now Haynes, picked up by Heitkamp. 3:11 to go in the fourth. Oh, back door. It goes to Flood at the post. Hit a cutter. Barreling in from the right flank. It's Ben Bogner. Assist by Flood. Basket Bogner. 45-21 Mohawk. Berger, right corner. Skips it cross court to Heitkamp. Dribble drive into the lane. Got out of there with it. Swung it on top to Gasson. Foul line Kemper. Near side Berger couldn't hang on. Mohawk ball, 2:44 to go, 45-21 in favor of the Warriors. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie game sponsors, three of them for every single Fort Loramie contest, just Loramie games only here on Scores Broadcast. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and so many thanks to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Here's Berger, baseline right for Fort Loramie, on top to Gasson. Foul line extended left, shot short. Berger pulled it out of the air, reverse layup, no good, rebound Mohawk. 45-21, 2:10 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Boomer Cleveland. Swings at top of the circle to Haynes, to Heyman, intended for Flood in the post, broken up, gotten back. Mohawk retains the ball. It is Haynes, 25 feet out, on the bounce. Gives it up between the rings to Boomer Cleveland. Cleveland against Grillo, the freshman for Fort Loramie. Redskins have played three freshmen quite a bit here today in Burning, Grillo, and Heitkamp. Near midcourt, weave is on. Chester gives it on the play to Haynes. Down the lane to Flood. Pivots, missed the 5-foot banker. It is stabbed out of bounds below the basket off of Mohawk. Fort Loramie will play it in. Down 45-21. Carter Eilerman back on the floor for Fort Loramie, the 6'3" junior. Here comes Fort Loramie to midcourt. It's Aiden Burning to Grillo, 25 feet away on the right. D
Deep right corner, Eilerman. Ball high overhead. Slings it across the floor to Grillo, driving. Laid it up against Flood, short. Grillo got his own rebound. Tied up below the basket. Dealt it to Eilerman, who missed it from 8 feet. Shot might have been altered. Loose ball rebound to Mohawk. 56 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Dribbling is Cleveland, 35 feet away. Scoreboard clock down to 48, 47, and running. 24-point advantage for Mohawk. Ball thrown to Flood. Foul line extended left. 6'6 post player delivers out on top to Chester. Chester dribbling, 35 feet away. On a weave to Cleveland. Boomer Cleveland's got it. 26 seconds remaining. It looks like Mohawk will bounce the ball on the floor. The final 18 seconds of this game. Chester, 35 feet out. Pressured. Pressured some more. Loops it down the right side of the court to Boomer Cleveland, who circles into the lane and back out. And that's going to do it. 6-5-4. Opening game, MLK Classic in the books. Sycamore Mohawk 45, Fort Loramie 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Final score of game one here at the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Sycamore Mohawk 45, Fort Loramie boys 21. And a couple of players shaken up. A knee for Noah Manier. Ankle for Maxwell Maurer. Alex Berger made a big three there late in the fourth quarter for the Redskins to give them a lift. That was a big basket by Berger. Play of the fourth quarter for the Redskins. The Wisebridge play of the fourth. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Sycamore Mohawk advances to 8-5 on the year with the win over Fort Loramie here today.
How about those Texans?
The Fort Loramie Redskins now 3-8, or I should say 3-9 overall with the setback here this afternoon. 2-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Mitch Westerheide's club next plays Friday, January 19th at home against Botkins. Next night at home against Minster before traveling to Jackson Center on January 26th. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers, the scorebook. A lot of turnovers in this game, about as many of those as points scored.
Unfortunately for Loramie, they had 23 total turnovers and 21 points. You're never ever going to win a basketball game with those kind of numbers. They out-rebounded them by 7, out-rebounded them by 5 on the offensive boards, and that shows you the effort that Loramie made today. The effort was outstanding. They just could not figure out how they wanted to attack that zone for Mohawk. They had 13 out of Hunter Hayes and 13 out of Boomer Cleveland. I'm going to go with Hunter Hayes as my player of the game. I thought he hit two big threes to start the third quarter that were deep, and it was impressive. On the other side for Fort Loramie, they were led by Alex Berger with six. They got 5 out of Max Maurer. Eli Heitkamp, he had 2 free throws, but he had to have had double-figure rebounds. I thought the kid played a terrific game, and he's going to be my Clancy's player of the game for Fort Loramie.
Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at realty2000group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Gaffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Gaffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Gaffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Gaffney. Our family has you covered.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. First game of six here at the MLK Classic is in the books. 45-21, Sycamore Mohawk over Fort Loramie. Teams for game two warming up, St. Mary's and Dublin Jerome. Game three here today, Marion Local against Tri-Village. Game four will be covered by scoresbroadcast.com. That pits two undefeated, Rushi and Antwerp, tip off around 4:30. Airtime before 4 o'clock. If that game is slated to start after 4:30, our airtime will be closer to 4, but we could be on the air as early as 5 or 10 till 4. Then a tip-off later on this evening at about 7:30. Anna Arlington on the air at about 5 or 10 till 7 for that game. The fifth game of the day, Minster-Toledo Christian. So it's a series of six, and the next five promise to be very good contests. Keep abreast of scoresbroadcast.com, our website. We will post our upcoming schedule for next week. We promise you a series of fine games once again, boys and girls, here on Scores Broadcast. Thanks to our online listenership, we welcome you joining us, tuning in to Scores Broadcast. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, the final score, Game 1, MLK Classic on this Sunday here at Fort Loramie. Sycamore Mohawk 45 and Fort Loramie 21.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. GOFFENA, GaffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.